Well, Nepal is still in ruins following a disastrous earthquake that hit just over 2 weeks ago. The death toll now stands at 8,000 and property damage is incalculable. Sojan Puran is an IT lecturer at the University of Technology and has been working tirelessly in conjunction with the Red Cross to raise as much relief money as he can. The Wire's Kim Williams spoke to him earlier today about the events that devastated his homeland.
It was a shock and all of a sudden panic. First panic point was, for me, what happened to them, my family? So I wanted to call. I tried the different numbers, mobile number and a landline number, wasn't contactable. So that made me even more panic. Started calling a lot of people, anyone online, anyone I knew. I got through one person and he was not able to talk. He said, "We just got hit by earthquake. I don't have time. I've got to look around." So he was really panicking, so I couldn't talk much about.
And you were very worried about your mother?
Absolutely, because my mother could be in an old house, which was standing back in 1934 when it hit 8.2 Richter scale. So I was really worrying that whether she's in that house or actually with my brother. So didn't know till Sunday, late Sunday, that she was actually with my brother.
Because you're originally from Bhaktapur, is that right?
Yes, I am from Bhaktapur, yeah. That's a part of Kathmandu. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I was in Bhaktapur over 20 years ago now. Yeah. And what I recall is a beautiful medieval town on the outskirts of Kathmandu, ringed by the Himalayas. Is that right?
Yes, it's part of Kathmandu Valley, which is east part of Kathmandu City.
Right, and if memory serves me right, in the middle of the town square there was this amazing medieval building. It was built of wooden beams which over time had shifted on an angle, and I remember thinking it looked like something out of Shakespearean Tudor England, only it was much, much older.
Absolutely.
Is that still standing?
Some of them are, and some of them are actually destroyed badly with this earthquake. Unfortunately, this earthquake hit that place hard. And most of the old houses are being damaged and destroyed, and most of those houses, people can't go back and live there anymore.
So, Sojan, you came to Australia 19 years ago, and is it hard, so at a time like this, to look on from afar?
It definitely is. It's very hard to kind of relate, and you try and look at those photos and the videos which has been posted, and you try and see where it is and how it's been affected, and try and talk to people. Yeah. You know, spent hours and hours since that Saturday, still spending so much time looking at and, following up or kind of trying to see what is actually happening.
Well, Kathmandu and Bhaktapur and some of the towns and cities, you know, they're very special places, but the exquisiteness of Nepal is often to be found in its outlying regions, its remote villages tucked into tiered hillsides. But this jewel is now its Achilles heel in terms of getting aid in.
Yeah.
It's been reported that poor weather and avalanches are hampering rescue efforts and getting the supplies in. How hard has it been to get medical supplies, much needed food, water and shelter into these remote areas?
You can't get in because there's no street, there's no road built. And I believe there are still people, you know, not being taken out or being looked after because there is no vehicles to get there. So because of those restrictions, I believe more money required, more maybe helicopters required, so that they can actually go into those places and help those people who are really in need. One of the things I realized that people in this disaster, they are suffering, but in the meantime people are happy to, or in a sense put their hands dirty, getting hands dirty and helping each other out. Yes, there are some aftershocks, but what they described to me was they are now used to it. It's not that danger anymore. I spoke to my uncle yesterday and he lives in fourth floor. He was saying if you're in the ground floor you can't feel it, but if you're in the three four upper floor you do feel it. But he was basically saying, "I'm sick of running away. So if I can feel it, but I'm still staying, I'm not running anymore."
Nepalese-Australian Sojan Puran ending that report by The Wire's Kim Williams.